Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
Well, we miss you so much. We can't wait to see you and hug you and greet you in person. I want to shake your hand, not elbow bump. I'm really bad at social distancing. I'm sorry.
We both are. We're really bad at it. Yeah. So, but we're so happy to be together again and have this opportunity through video to just connect with you. So we hope that this time will be a real encouragement to you. Let's take a minute and just turn our attention to the Lord and just worship Him as you are able to gather your children around you, just pull in close to one another in your home. And let's just take some time just to really reflect on the goodness of the Lord as we just moved into this time together.
Amen. Jesus, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for bringing us through a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tough week for some of us, but you've been faithful. You're always faithful. We just thank you.
We love you so much.
We love you. Yes. Jesus, we bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I can't wait to worship together in person in the same room with the band and everything. Oh, gosh. But we do encourage you to worship the Lord at all times, even in your homes. Please, please, please. I just sense this need for worship right now, just keeping the rejoicing and the gratitude and thankfulness going, okay? So let's just take a moment and pray. Would you just bow with me? Father, we thank you for being faithful to us again. Thank you for bringing us through this week. Thank you for meeting our needs. Thank you for the lives that are being touched and changed around the world. And we ask for your help. Show us how to repent. Show us how to hear your voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I thought I would share a question that may be on your mind. I know it's on mine. It's been on mine. Question or two. One question would be, when will we return to normal? How soon can we return to normal? And then some people are saying, are you sure this isn't the new normal? Maybe this is the new normal, you know? So let's just take a look at those and kind of break that down. First of all, though, I do want to give you a prescription, an RX, if you will, for what I'm calling the COVID blues. So three pills, three tablets, take them daily. Take them daily. And it's actually three scriptures. One scripture is found in Psalm 95. So get your Bible, Psalm 95. The second one is found in Exodus chapter 17. Exodus 17. And then third and last is 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. So here's three scriptures, three tablets. Take them daily. Okay, here we go. First pill. Pill number one. Judy's going to read from Psalm 95. It's the Passion Translation this time. And she's going to read verses 6 through 9.
Let's start. Come and kneel before the Creator God. Come and bow before the mighty God, our majestic Maker. For we are the lovers He cares for, and He is the God we worship. So drop everything else and listen to His voice. For this is what He's saying. Today, when I speak, don't even think about turning a deaf ear to me, like they did when they tested me at Meribah and Massa, the place where they argued with me, their Creator. Your ancestors challenged me over and over with their complaining. Even though I had convinced them of my power and love, they still doubted my care for them.
That passage where he says, don't even think about turning away. I think that's the one that gets my attention. We're going to look at that in just a minute. Pill number one, listen to God's voice. Mm-hmm. Listen to him. Let's ask the Lord to speak clearly and loudly to us and give us a heart to listen. Hey, you know, I forgot the announcements. I have to tell you two things that are really, really important. Number one is tonight, Sunday night, tonight at 6:30, we're going to have a Zoom call. And we updated Zoom and it's working fantastic. So I want you to be on that call. So we'll talk more about that in just a moment. And secondly, next Sunday, I wanted to be prepared in case we're all sequestered yet to do a live stream. And what I want to do is have communion together. So as you have opportunity, pick up your grape juice, pick up your matzo or your crackers, and have them ready so that next Sunday we can have communion together. Okay, here we go. Pill number one, listen to God's voice. You know, God speaks through his word. He speaks through the church. He has all these different ways, but he can also speak in a storm or a crisis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, perhaps instead of asking when will we return to normal, we could actually ask, what is God saying? What is he saying to me? Now, you know, I'm sure, a deep question, and I know that there's a lot of prophetic words and stuff flying around right now, but I think more importantly, we should be asking ourselves, what is God saying to me? Because what he's saying to you and what he's saying to me might be two different things. It could be the same thing. What he's saying to our nation, what he's saying to the church, it might be two different things. But I think that this is a good time to say, okay, what is God saying? So like the very first pill that I think that we should take and say, this is good medicine, is to ask the question, God, what are you saying? You know, whenever God is, whatever he is saying to us right now, and you know, you could be sick. You might even have the virus. Maybe you're sick and you're frightened. Maybe you're frightened because you are in danger of losing your job. You're in danger of losing your house or your apartment, or you're worried for your families. I know, I get that, I feel that, and we're praying with you and stuff. But in this storm, let's ask the Lord to speak to us. You say, well, Pastor, what if I'm not sure I'm hearing him? Well, I think that one of the safest things that we can do is to pray the prayer that the prophet Eli taught Samuel, young Samuel. He's just a little boy. So if a little boy can hear this, mm-hmm. then we can too. He said, pray this, okay? When you start to hear the voice of God, you say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Mm-hmm. So pill number one, just listen to the voice of God. Mm-hmm. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Pill number two, Judy's going to read from Exodus 17, verses 1 and 2.
Then all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed by stages from the wilderness of Sin, according to the command of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?"
Do you know, Judy, I know we talked about just using this couple of verses, but our time looks pretty good here. I just feel like that we need to read verses 4 through 7 yet. Again, Exodus 17, we'd encourage you to read 1 through 7 at least, but Judy's going to pick up with verse number 3, I'm sorry, 3 through 7. Go ahead.
But the people thirsted there for water, and they grumbled against Moses and said, "Why now have you brought us up from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do to this people? A little more and they will stone me." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He named the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarrel of the sons of Israel, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
The second pill has to do with quarreling. So if the first one was, we need to listen to God and don't even think about turning a deaf ear to him, you know, mm-hmm. then the second one would be this. It's okay to wrestle with God, but don't quarrel with him. Mm-hmm. There's a distinction there. You know, Jacob, who became Israel, he's one of the patriarchs. wrestled with God all night. I'm not a patriarch, but I tell you, I've wrestled with God. There's been times when I would ask the Lord, you know, what are you doing? What are you saying? Why is this happening? There's been times when, you know, he's asked me to do something and I really didn't want to do it. I did. You talk about bad medicine. It was like, I felt like he was asking me to take some bad medicine, you know, which, you know, forgive somebody, call someone or contact someone I'm in conflict with, you know, that's like bad medicine to me, you know. So I wrestle with it. Or I think right now the church is actually wrestling with something that we've wrestled with for a while now. And it's the issue between faith and science. Because we are people of both. And somehow there has to be a way that we can marry those two together. But I just want to urge the church, you know, that we should do what we're supposed to do without grumbling and without complaining, you know, but I think that our faith should take us beyond that, you know. So beyond that, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, we're going to get through this. Not only are we going to somehow, you know, God is going to bring us through this. I have all the confidence in the world that he is going to bring us through this. I told people in the Zoom call the other night, you look at Psalm 91. In Psalm 91, I said, you know, because I love the Lord, it hasn't even entered my mind that I would get the virus. Could I? Of course I can. Could I be diagnosed positive? Of course I can. You know, but I'm not just a person of science. I'm a person of faith. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking old first century literature from Jesus, a Jewish Middle Eastern, the Son of God, but he appeared to be a rabbi to everybody else. And we're listening to his language and trying to follow him. And it is difficult sometimes to take that and bring it into our life today. But wrestle with God. Don't grumble with him. And by the way, I feel like I need to say this. There are some who may be hearing this video, and you still have an issue with God. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you're not going to win. You may as well stop grumbling. Stop complaining. Mm-hmm. You can wrestle with him, but you're not going to win arguing with him. Mm-hmm. Time is on his side. Mm-hmm. Kingdoms have come, nations have gone, and bigger men than us have fallen and failed, you know. But I'm just urging you to consider that if you're struggling with God, you may as well go with him and saying, I'm struggling with you. So teach me how to learn and how to listen and how to hear you and figure this thing out. You can wrestle with him, but don't grumble. Don't argue. Don't complain. You're not going to win. You're not going to win. As I said, time is on his side. Okay, so pill number two, you can wrestle with God. And I do it frequently, but don't grumble. Don't argue with him. Mm-hmm. In my prayer closet this week, I asked the Lord, you know, so when will we return to normal? Can we, you know, can you give me something? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm going to tell you what I thought I heard from the Lord surprised me. It wasn't what I was expecting. I felt like the Spirit said, if you are thinking about your nation or even the church returning to a pattern of ignoring God, God is not interested. Mm-hmm. I don't think that God is interested in seeing us returning to normal according to what normal was. It is time to wake up. Mm-hmm. It is time to listen. Yeah. It is time to wrestle with these scriptures and try to make them work, try to make them all fit and fit our lives into it. But it isn't time to argue with him. We're not going to win. Mm-hmm. So God is a passionate, red-hot lover, and he's tired of our cold shoulder. He wants our full attention. My wife wants my attention. My kids, my dog, they want my attention, you know? They want to know. So go ahead and wrestle with God. Go ahead. He can take it. He can handle it. But don't quarrel with him. Apparently, according to Exodus 17, that is something that really offends him, because quarreling with God is actually thinking that somehow we know better than he does, right? Okay, so how about pill number three? Are you ready for pill number three? sorry, we actually have run out of time. So I'm going to suggest that we do pill number three on the Zoom call tonight. So I'm so sorry about that. The Zoom call, if you didn't get an invitation to that, then call our office 717-737-1903. 737-1903. Yeah, 717-737-1903. And request an invitation to the Zoom call, and we'll go over point number three. I'm not really playing games with you. I really do. I want to take the time. But listen, before we go, Judy's going to pray for you.
Father, thank you for this time together, and thank you for the encouragement that we received today to listen to you and to wrestle with you but not quarrel with you. God, we thank you that you are on the throne and you know what you're doing. But God, I thank you even more than that, that you are a passionate lover. You love us passionately, and you want us to return to a relationship that is built on love and trust in you. So God, bring us to that place individually and as families, that we would be lovers of you, God, and that we would allow you to work and move in our hearts in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Pastor Rich and Judy Klein, Cornerstone Fellowship, please check us out on the website www.cfaog.org. And you can also visit our Facebook page as well. God bless you. We're praying for you. And my new mantra is, together we will get through this. But we won't do it without God. So God bless you. Amen.